Yes, welcome back to the program. Look, I've had a look at the vision again. It's very, very sketchy, Harry, but it's definitely Terry Lamb. Andrew Farrah down low, Terry Lamb over the top with Ellery Hanley. Keep the text messages coming in, 0457 736 736. Lots of people wanting to have their say around the ticket pricing policies that's been employed for Friday night for the big clash. It's going to be huge, isn't it, out there at Allianz Stadium, the Roosters taking on the Rabbitohs. We thought we'd go straight to the source. The CEO of the Roosters is Joe Kelly. He's on the line. G'day, Joe.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. You better explain this one to me and by extension to the listeners. Tiered matches, tier one, tier two. How many tiers are there? Explain this one to us, please, Joe.
We've got three tiers, Jimmy, this year. It'll all depend on, you know, who we play each and every year. But our tiering of the matches this year are Anzac Day, our highest category, you could say, followed by the Souths game. And then the rest of the games are all of equal stature. So as you can see, you know, it's based on supply and demand, as it is around the world when it comes to sporting events. You'll see dynamic pricing broadly applied by many sporting organisations.
Yeah, okay. Explain it then around from a South Sydney members' point of view. From what I understand, you've had a bay set aside for them. Some people have found that too expensive, so you set aside another bay at the reduced prices. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct. So the bay that we've given them, which is one of our category one bay, so then within the tiering of each game, you've then got categories depending on where you're sitting. So category one's, you know, along the sideline, so to speak, on that lower bowl. And those tickets do start are priced at $90 for adults. But from that, you know, that's the sort of highlight number that's been used, is that Rabbitohs members were given a 10% discount off that, so it obviously comes back slightly from that amount anyway. And then you've got, you know, concession, junior and family prices as well, which are all discounted from that number too. And then, you know, it was the case where a number of the Rabbitohs members thought the price was too high, so we offered another tiering, which is a Category 4 pricing, which is behind the goals. And those adult prices are $45, and they're $110 for a family. So you can bring a family to the footy, two adults, two kids, for $110, less 10%.
Yeah, right. Very reasonable this day and age, I would have thought. Have you got an indication of what the crowd is going to be on Friday, Joe?
Not at this stage. I think it's too early to predict, Jimmy, but I would say that yesterday and, you know, on the back of, you know, the pricing discussion, we had probably our strongest day of sales ever in the club. So this game is selling really, really well. It all depends, Jimmy. One of our variables for us is what comes in terms of members from Venues New South Wales. So I have a fair chunk of the allocation on the western side that we don't sell into at all. That's part of their membership offering and obviously part of our arrangement with the venue in the first place. So it's a hard one to predict, even on game day, but it'll be a really solid crowd.
Okay. Just out of interest, as a general percentage of any Roosters game, what percentage does Venues New South Wales member, an Allianz Stadium member, make up of any given crowd?
I'd be sort of in the range of probably 15% to 20%.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I think what you've got is you've
probably got a lot of Roosters supporters amongst that Venues New South Wales membership base, for a reason that probably a lot of them are located here in the eastern suburbs.
I'd reckon there'd be a proportion of Rabbitohs fans too, dating back to when the Rabbitohs were playing out of the stadium as well too, and they've kept it because of the ancillary benefits of the gym, etc.
Yeah, possibly the case, Jimmy.
Tell me this relationship, Joe, and how you think about it. The value of a live fan compared to someone watching on TV. There'd be a school of thought that has been saying, and we've had a number of people on the text line today saying, club funding has never been higher than ever. Okay, so when do the fans actually cut a break of that? And what's the benefit of having a more valuable fan walk through the gate and then pay their money for the seat, for everything else that goes with that, potentially merchandise, as opposed to the TV watcher, knowing that there's this trade-off between the TV watcher, who is actually doing it through what is the biggest customer of the National Rugby League, and that is the broadcast partners.
Yeah, look, but I think at the end of the day, the essence of our sport is that we're a live, form of entertainment. So, we want to see bums on seats. We want to see our members and supporters out here cheering on our team. We obviously, as a business model, do earn, about 50% of our revenue from the broadcast deal now.
Yes.
But that, has a direct correlation to then what the players are paid as well. So, we talk about the margin that we have as clubs over and above the salary cap. That's the funding model. Ultimately, when you look at a club in the 21st century, Jimmy, you've got so many teams now that we're operating. We've got four women's teams as an example. Now, they're not, money generating proposition for us, certainly at the moment, and won't be for the foreseeable future, but it's the right thing to do. So we're investing heavily in that that part of our really growing football club operation. And so, what you see is that you see that the members, the supporters, the broadcast margin, they all help our business continue to grow and evolve and move into that other sort of space of, women's football as an example. And that's just one example of the way that our businesses have transformed over time. When I started at the club 6 years ago, we were in a 900 square metre facility attached to the old Allianz Stadium. We're now sitting in a 2,200 square metre facility within, the Eastern Grandstand. This morning I was down at EQ where we've got another 1,200 square metre facility for our Women and Pathways programs. It's a really evolving business and industry. So it takes a lot to resource that, and we are not for profits at the end of the day. So we're not making large profits. We're breaking even roughly at best case scenario. So it's all vitally important that we do see members here watching our games, buying merchandise, cheering the club on, and buying their memberships as well.
Side question: have you seen an increase in corporate sponsorship of the women's team and maybe by extension of the men's team because of the women's team and the success that the Roosters have had there at all, Joe?
No, I think that'll come, Jimmy. Not really yet. There certainly has been interest, and there are some corporate partners. Quite a few of the properties are actually held by the NRL centrally, Jimmy. So on the jersey, a number of the jersey properties and shorts, LED. Don't forget, we don't actually hold home games yet for the women. They're centrally arranged. So I do see over time that there will be an ability to commercialise, which is probably a strong word for it, but certainly allow us to cover costs, so to speak, in that space. So that's part of the challenge at the moment is that we don't have a great deal of inventory to sell. We've certainly got a number of our corporate partners on board and very pleased to see that we're making progress in the women's area.
And the other thing that I think of, and you mentioned it a couple of times, when I think about people complaining about ticket prices, and I know this is South Sydney supporters, so it's not Roosters supporters, but become members. And then we had a Bulldogs supporter on the text line say his average cost of game is $16, so because he's a member. So become members, and then it becomes even better.
Yeah, and that's the case. And and members of both clubs get discounts as well to buy additional tickets. We then run 20% offers as well, like we did last night, and we'll do again tomorrow, which is the Steggles Family Membership Pass with $20 off. So I talked about $110 before as a family offer. We can get 20% off that tomorrow. That's really affordable, as I think even you have agreed that in this day and age to come to a game of footy of this calibre for under $100 when all you really saw yesterday was probably just, noise around, adult ticket in a certain bay for a tier one game. But underlining all that, there's some really reasonable pricing as well. And that bay, by the way, is completely sold out.
Yeah, okay, interesting. So the other thing about it is too, game of this quality at that price with that discount in that stadium makes a difference as well, because it is a fabulous venue as well. Just before we let you go, mate, tier one player signing as well. James Tedesco extends. So that's exciting for the club.
Yeah, really exciting. Great to see him extend through to the end of 25 at least. Obviously been at the club now, going into his fifth season. So yeah, really, really, really good to see, you know, Teddy stay on board. You know, he's our captain and leader, and you know, he's won our, you know, Jack Gibson medal every year since 18. So that's phenomenal. 5 years. So into his 5 years already as Jack Gibson medal winner. So it's you know, week in, week out, has shown his you know, incredible abilities for this club, and obviously he's gone on now to captain state and captain country.
To a World Cup win. Exactly. Quick question here from a listener, Jeremy. Can you ask Joe why the 10% discount for South members wasn't offered on all categories of tickets? Category one are too expensive, and category four are bad seats behind the goalposts. That was from Jeremy. So was it offered on all categories?
I don't know the answer to that question, Jimmy. But yeah, the category four ticket behind the goalposts, by the way, I don't think actually are a bad ticket. I've sat there, seen you know, a game from that position, and it's not actually a bad spot. We've got dead ball lines really close to the fence here at Allianz, and I've actually had members that sit there in that area as bronze members, our own bronze members, who have actually said, hats off, really think the seats are a really good seat. So I can't answer the question about whether we offered it across the board, but yeah, we did offer a 10% discount on the category one area, and obviously on category four as well. So I'm not sure about two and three.
Yeah, I remember I have watched a number of games at the SCG in that exact same spot, and of all the seats there at the SCG, they were probably the most acceptable. But as you say, spoilt at Allianz Stadium now. Joe, always good with your time. Really appreciate it, mate. Go get them on Friday.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Joe Kelly there, CEO of the Sydney Roosters. Righto, people, send them in. We've got the news. Send in these text messages.